These ice guides, once we start getting ice and once they get on the ice, their whole life consists of checking ice conditions, marking trails where the best ice conditions are, flooding ice, putting stakes in to mark the safe trails, go making sure they go around springs or where there's cracks. I mean, they really do a nice job of setting up the trails on the best ice, and very important to follow those trails. Always important, especially early ice. Don't go off, don't be a maverick and say, hey, I'm going to go off and fish on my own. That could be a very, very difficult decision for you.
So Dan just pulled up the forecast there. Looks like we might be making some ice next week. Look like.
It's going to get cold. That's 22nd, 24 degrees. And it's not coming above freezing. Yeah.
Well, but you know, they're look at teens. Teens overnight. And yep. Teens overnight, that's exactly what we need, you know.
Those guys that go out there real early, that's just not, it's just not for me, Joe.
No, I'm not going to take a chance either. It's not worth it. It's just too stressful. You know, I want to have fun. I want to go fishing. I want to be safe. I don't want any accidents. And again, you know, people might say, well, Joe's a tourism director. He needs to talk about going out on ice trails and things like that. That is not it at all. You know, the 15 or 20 bucks those resorts charge, the little bit, it's not about that. It's about how hard they work and how they're constantly checking those ice conditions, rerouting trails on spur of the moment if they need to, but just keeping people safe. That's my whole prerogative. And you know what? There's plenty of fish to be caught out there. Once you get out there, you know, get in an area where there's saugers and walleyes, doing the 1-2 punch of the jigging line and dead stick, you know, paying attention to your electronics. Are the fish reacting positively? Are they not? Changing things up, not being lazy, you know, changing to a big lure to a small lure, rattles to no rattle, changing your baits, changing around your dead stick lines. I mean, all those things make a huge difference at the end of the day. And those are the people that are going to be rewarded for sure.
Well, for the people that are waiting for there to be good ice or waiting to be taken out in one of the day houses or even a sleeper up at Lake of the Woods, what should somebody be doing right now to plan a trip? And how can they, you know, what's the best way for them to plan an ice fishing trip up there?
Well, if it was me, I would be first deciding, you know, what are the best times for me to go? I mean, can I go in December, January, February, or March? What months are best for me? When can my group go? And then what I would say is, all right, when we go out, do we want to drive our own vehicle out to a fish house? Would we prefer that ice transportation like a bombardier or something would take us out to the fish house? Do we want to fish along the south shore? Or do we want to make it a little bit a different kind of adventure and go up to the northwest angle? Hey, if we decide to go to the northwest angle to one of those resorts that ice fish, do we want to drive through Canada? Does everybody have a passport and credentials? Or do we want to, you know, take the Lake of the Woods transport service and take a bombardier up to the northwest angle so we can avoid customs? I mean, those are just all decisions to start thinking about. And then, you know, what kind of resort do we want to stay at? Do we want to stay at a full service resort that offers the American plan, which is, you know, lodging, fishing, and all your meals included? Or do we want to kind of do more of a do-it-yourself thing where, hey, we're going to go stay at a resort, we're going to cook our own meals, maybe we'll go to eat at this resort one night, maybe we'll go to that resort another night, but we're going to kind of do it on our own and just, you know, rent a fish house from them and rent, you know, the cabin. So, boy, a lot of ways, a lot of choices, a lot of ways to get it done for sure.
I want to do a ice fishing trip to the angle this year, I think. That would be fun.
Well, we've done that before, and I'll tell you, the angle is such a neat spot. I mean, not only is the fishing really good up there, you know, there's a high percentage of walleyes up there because of the structure. Of course, you get your eel pellet and your jumbo perch and stuff and your pike. But it's kind of cool, too, because just the whole ambiance and allure of the northwest angle, little further up, your fishing structure, you got the northernmost point buoy, and it's just kind of a, you know, the bars and restaurants up there are just kind of cool too. You know, a lot of times you're out on an island or you're up an Angle Inlet. It's just a neat atmosphere. I don't know how to explain it unless you've been up there.
Yeah. Well, we were just up there this fall, of course, and we have one video for sure on our YouTube channel, the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. You can see us lay out boat duck hunting. Man, it was a lot of fun. And when do we think we're going to have the second one up? Or is it up, do you think?
Well, that's a good... we're trying to predict the future here. Break down the fourth wall. Just how about this? Go to that channel. Go to the Fish Hunt Forever channel on the hour until you see a second one. And in the meantime, watch all our other videos there. And
I have nothing else to do. I know it's all about you, so we're just
absolutely
just keep checking it. Just keep
don't bother notifying me when you put on it. I'll just go.
Well, we'll tell you too. But if you're listening to this show or watching this show, I can't predict the future. I don't have I forgot my crystal ball at home today, so
just keep hitting the refresh button. Or if you're a subscriber, you should get a notification.
And if you're not, go subscribe and turn notifications on. There you go, Joe. Turn notifications on the YouTube. You'll get notified when it goes up.
I will say this.
It's just that easy.
Even though we're approaching ice fishing and duck hunting's kind of over, you know what? That duck hunting show you guys did, it is just so cool to see the visual effects of in a layout boat right against the water. To see those decoys out there, and you're kind of bobbing up and down, so you got to kind of adjust your shot. It is so cool to see those ducks come in. And, you know, the other thing I like, Brett, is when you use on your shotgun, you have that camera that shows that red dot. So it shows me where you're aiming on those ducks, which is kind of neat to see.
Yeah, and it just shows how bad of a shot I am.
Well, it was wobbly out there, I will say. I mean,
when it was cold, I had a couple different layers on. And, the feels like was 10 degrees. I think the air temp was around 15, probably around there both mornings, somewhere between, 10 and 20 degrees. So it was cold and the fog was rolling and the birds would just appear out of the fog. Like, I don't want to say something out of a horror movie, but that's what it was like. It was like all of a sudden they'd be there. And a lot of times they're buffleheads, which the hen bufflehead is the second smallest duck in North America. And imagine trying to shoot a target that small, moving that fast, and you're doing this in waves. Yeah, there's one right there if you're watching this on YouTube. And I'll be honest, actually, and it was me, Dan, and Corey Loeffler from the DRC Call Company. Our shooting was pretty good this year, actually, better than our trip last year up there. So look at all that fog. And then Andy Reeves and Forrest Hughes out there in the tender boat picking up the ducks for us. And then actually Forrest's father-in-law joined us for one of the days to hunt too. So I think that was him in the boat there. And we shot a special duck while we were up there, one prized targeted duck that we were hoping to shoot. And you can see that in the second layout boat duck video that may or may not be on YouTube right now.
It probably is, but I don't want to make any promises because you make promises and then you break them and people get upset. That's so right.
Danny? You get everybody all jacked up.
I know.
I want to know, do they call you Crystal Ball Boy nowadays?
I forgot mine at home. It's at home. I forgot it.
Brad, get the question. Danny gets kind of frustrated when people don't just subscribe.
We ask you too nicely.
Solve all the problems.
We ask you too nicely, and people don't. And so now we got to break out the punishments for it.
So. We're out of time. If people want to plan a trip to Lake of the Woods, do some ice fishing this winter, what should they do?
Hey, now's a great time to make your plans for sure. Check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio. Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. This Thanksgiving travel period's expected to be busy. The TSA says it's expecting to screen about 30 million passengers. ABC's Phil Lipoff has more.
The busiest day at the airports will be Wednesday, when the FAA is expecting more than 49,000 flights will be taking off coast to coast. TSA's busiest day expected to be the Sunday after Thanksgiving, estimating they will screen 2.9 million flyers in that single day.
No passengers or astronauts on this morning's scheduled test flight of the largest rocket from SpaceX. It's planned to lift off from South Texas. It'll orbit the Earth. SpaceX owner Elon Musk's social media company X has seen several big-name advertisers pause their ads on the platform after reports they appeared next to pro-Nazi content. The company CEO says there's no place for anti-Semitism or discrimination. OpenAI ousted co-founder Sam Altman, saying he'd not been consistently candid in board communications. This is ABC News. Tens of thousands of hours of raw video from the January 6th attack on the Capitol will soon be released by congressional Republicans, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The House Speaker says he's keeping a promise to make public 44,000 hours of security camera footage from the riot, with a nod to accusations that the House January 6th committee selectively released video clips. Mike Johnson says now nearly all of the recordings will be posted online. Material that's personally identifiable will be scrubbed out. But Republicans say starting next week, anyone can make an appointment to come to Capitol Hill to screen uncensored footage.
Chair of the House Ethics Committee introduced a resolution to expel Congressman George Santos after that committee's report accused Santos of stealing money from his campaign and using it on personal expenses. He's called the allegations a political smear. 9 months since the massive toxic train derailment in Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine visited East Palestine.
This community suffered huge trauma.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Studies show people who live in rural communities have a life expectancy 3 years fewer than people who live in urban areas. Mike Moan reports now on efforts to plan to prevent these deaths.
Across rural America, health experts say factors like ambulance shortages and hospital closures add to access issues for patients, leading to poorer outcomes. The American Heart Association notes that rural populations are 40% more likely to develop heart disease. AHA's Tim Nicolai says that's why his organization is working with small towns and cities to build a nation of lifesavers for when a rural resident experiences a heart attack.
Are the people and the organizations around them prepared to respond with effective CPR, with utilization of an AED, and kind of just having that entire system in place?
Municipalities that apply for the designation are given tools to evaluate gaps in getting residents trained and fitting buildings with the proper equipment. Nicolai says schools should be a major priority for any readiness planning.
There's dozens or hundreds of students there day in and day out. There's dozens of staff members. There's often parents and other volunteers visiting during the school day. And then you think about athletic events and community events that are often housed in schools.
He says schools should not only make sure staff are trained, but also make sure automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, are placed in visible locations and are accessible after hours. Nicolai says churches, food pantries, and community centers are other places to add to a readiness plan. Local leaders wanting to pursue a certification can contact the state health department. AHA also has details on its website where communities and businesses can build their plan. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bow. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks with a victory in Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks turning up the heat in the fourth quarter to win 131-99 over the Hornets. Giannis, back after taking a night off with a sore calf muscle, scored 16 points. Damian Lillard with 27. And all seven Bucks players with double-digit scoring over the Hornets. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, I love how we shared the ball and moved the ball and looking for each other. That's something that we've been stressing the last probably week or so. Just a fun way to play. And I think Giannis really spearheaded that. You know, you start spraying around. We're getting open shots and they trust each other. You know, Pat was, I think, 1-for-6 in the first half. And then Giannis starts feeding them and, you know, making just unselfish plays. And, you know, it's just so good for the spirit of the team. You know, it was just a total team effort on both ends.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. High temperatures reach up to 44 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Cloudy skies expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 42. 36, mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 47 today. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 44 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 28.
Stay tuned, Polka fans, and turn up your radio. For the next 2 hours, FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka! Yeah!
Up your radio because it's polka time. Hello everyone, this is your host Craig Ebel inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and sizemusic.com, your destination for polka and old time music. We go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. Kicking off our show today is John and Mark Doika, the Doika Brothers, from their recording Shining Up Old Favorites and a song called The Unknown Girl Polka on It's Polka Time.
surf, surf.
If you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from itspolkatime.com.
I want to hear some polka push.
Hear the same 10 songs every week on this show. Only the best variety can be heard on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
He's up each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie this happy serenade on board. Hear him pecking at a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. Bumblebee all day long. Hear him pecking at a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee.
That's the Don Waitila Show Band featuring the polka loving gal Christine Hibbs on the Woodpecker Song. Before that, we were in Colchester, Connecticut. Music of Dennis Polisky and the Maestros Men from the CD recording Music Maestros Please, and a tune written by Bobby Bobin called Sing About the Good Times. And kicking off our show today, from Houston, Texas, John and Mark Doika, the Doika Brothers, from their recording Shining Up Old Favorites, and a song called Unknown Girl Polka. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio, and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music each and every time you dial up It's Polka Time. We have one more week before we get into some Christmas holiday polka music, so on today's show, only the biggest and best variety of polka music on your radio is now with me, Craig Ebel. And it's polka time. Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the International Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Jaspa Poydem Nagorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-di-da.
Everybody do the la-di-da, la-la-la-la-di-da.
Polka favorites like Yasa Maiko, You and Me, Dupont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-ling Polka, Pocatella Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections, including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our performance power sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Include the Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, you can easily reach us by ATV or snowmobile. Every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Deer season shows include nationally touring acts on each weekend day with a bonus performance on Wednesday the 22nd and more to follow every weekend throughout the year. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. Find us on Facebook at the Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant for more details. Don't miss out on Northwoods fun.
If you want the perfect holiday shopping shortcut, I've got three words. Get to Kohl's. I just went and found great gifts for even greater deals, like toys for up to 25% off. And with my 20% coupon, I got fleece for my family under 20 bucks and a cookware set for under 75. Plus, I got $10 off home finds as a Kohl's Rewards member. So if you want the season's best for less, you know where to go. Select styles. Toys, coupons do not apply. Kohl's Rewards offer and 20% offer end November 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Hi, this is Jeff Lennon, two-time Country Artist of the Year Award winner with Wisconsin Area Music Industry. The Whammies have been around for over 40 years, and they've been helping musicians and helping people for a long time. As a nonprofit, they feel responsibility to give back to their community. Find out more from WAMI.org. Everywhere we go.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. High temperatures reach up to 44 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Cloudy skies expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 42. 36, mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 47 today. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 44 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 28.
It's Polka Time with Craig Eble, is heard on great radio stations all over the United States, including Country Radio, AM 1320, KMAQ in Maquoketa, Iowa, AM 1450, WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and the station that leaves no listener behind, AM 1050, KCAA in San Bernardino, California. Be sure to take the time and thank your stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time.
Hi, Polka fans. This is Jeff Winard reminding you that you're in tune to the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Eble.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my good friend Mr. Jeff Winard and the orchestra. From his recording, Wonderful World of Music, his 40th anniversary recording, a tune he wrote called Del Dueño on its polka time.
Tief drin im Weimarwald, da liegt mein Heimatdorf. Es ist gar lang schon her, dass ich von dorten vor. Doch die Erinnerung, die bleibt mir stets gewiss, dass ich der Weimarwald
from Chilton, Wisconsin, and from the recording Wunderbar. That's music of the Jerry Schneider Band with Waltzing in the Woods in Böhmerwald on its polka time. For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Cy's Music is also the exclusive label for the finest in Midwest Dutchman-style recordings by the Deutschmeisters, Fez Fritchie, the Graniteers, the Blue Banners, Bobby Roberts, and the Whoopi John Orchestra. Visit sizemusic.com on the internet. That's sizemusic.com.
If you have a song or a band you're looking for, email Cy@CyMusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call toll-free 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service also has a large selection of 50s, 60s, gospel, folk, and classic country. Call 877-479-5269 and get your free catalog or visit CyMusic.com. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your destination for polka and old-time music.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of It's Polka Time after this.
Be sure and thank Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls for being a sponsor of It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel over WCQM.
Okay, let's see what's entertaining online here. www.itspolarbeartime.com? I don't think so. www.itspogosticktime.com? www.itspoisontime.com? www.itspolicetime.com? Yeah, it's good, but it isn't. Oh, I got it. www.itspokatime.com. www.itspokatime.com keeps you informed on where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspokatime.com.
I want to hear some polka push.
Hey la 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 la, hey dana moya dana dana, we watch the dancers sway. Hey la 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 la, hey dana moya dana.
To the year 1980 with the big man from Chicago, Ed Blazunczyk and the Versatones, a selection from his Hawaiian Polka Tour recording, and a song called Tom Moray. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio. Welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel. Settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music right now on It's Polka Time. Speaking of Hawaii, I was there. I just got back from a vacation. I'll tell you all about it in just a little bit. We also have some requests and dedications on the show today, plus a tribute to Bob Dozak from Joliet, Illinois, who passed away. First of all, we have a request from Sharon Schauer.
She tunes into It's Polka Time over AM 1350 and FM 95.5 KCHK out of New Prague, Minnesota. She would really like to hear Lynn Marie and Forevermore. From her debut recording, One Look, this features Joy Miskulin on accordion called Forevermore. Lynn Marie by request on It's Polka Time.
Craig would love to hear from the listeners of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to It's Polka Time at hotmail.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, it's polkatime at hotmail.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Fred the Axeman Axberg. I have a dedication right now to a lady that's from Hawaii that grew up in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I'll tell you a little bit about my trip. I had a two-week vacation in Hawaii. Visited two islands. 4 days I spent on the island of Oahu, where I visited the Pearl Harbor Memorial. The last part of the trip was on the island of Maui. What a beautiful, beautiful island. I also got to see the devastation that was left behind from the fires of Lahaina. On the way home, there was a mix-up in seating on the airplane, and I got to switch seats with a lady. And you talk to people, of course. She moved to Hawaii some 20 years ago and lives on the island of Molokai. Her name is Miss Betty Baikoi. She's 89 years young. And she was headed home after 20 years absence to her hometown of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. And I said, Manitowoc? I have an affiliate in Manitowoc that carries my radio show. It's Polka Time. Every Sunday over 980 AM WCUB out of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I go, do you like polka music? She goes, oh, I love polka music. As a young girl, I used to work at the local Five and Dime and sell records of Romy Gaz and Gene Heyer. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Romy Gaz, one of my dad's favorite all-time bands. So Miss Betty Bykoy, out there in Hawaii, she must have returned by now, and she said she's going to tune in over the internet over WCUB and listen to the program. So Miss Betty Bykoy, originally from Manitowoc, Wisconsin, now residing in Molokai, Hawaii, I'm going to play this next song especially for you. It's music of the incomparable Romy Gaz in the orchestra with the Madlenka Polka on its Polka Time.
Dedications. It's Polka Time at Hotmail.com. That's the address. Request and dedications. It's Polka Time at Hotmail.com.
Thanks a lot once again, Fred the Axeman Axberg. We're going to take a moment on today's show to remember Mr. Bob Dozak from Joliet, Illinois, who passed away on October 30th at his home in Arizona. For over 70 years, Bob delighted audiences across the country with his accordion performances. Many referred to him as Joliet's own polka king. His lively compositions and spirited playing brought joy and entertainment to countless people throughout his career. He's the instigator and the founder of the Illinois Polka Fest, currently being held in Schaumburg, Illinois. I had the privilege of playing several times with Bob Dozak in different places. What a great accordion player, what a great musician, and what a great guy. I'm going to play a song that he wrote for his daughter, Kim. that's a song he wrote for his daughter, Kimberly Ann. That's the Kimberly Ann Waltz by Bob Dozak, who passed away on October 30th. Bob, we will miss you. For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Log on to sizemusic.com and browse through a large selection of polka recordings by many of today's polka artists and yesterday's polka greats. Alphabetized for your convenience, you'll quickly find your favorite polka selection at sizemusic.com. If you have a song or a band you're looking for, email Cy at cy@sizemusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call toll-free 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service also has a large selection of 50s, 60s, gospel, folk, and classic country. Call 877-479-5269 and get your free catalog. Or visit